Hey golfers, if you've ever got into your golf round feeling stiff, achy, and not confident to take your first swing, if you've got into your workout and it feels like it takes you quite a bit of time to really get into a rhythm, performing a warm-up is crucial for your performance. My free golf warm-up ebook is designed to help you understand how to create a better warm-up. In this ebook, you will learn my step-by-step process for designing warm-ups, a printable template for creating warm-ups, and a sample golf warm-up with video instructions so that you can get started today improving the way you move, feel, and perform when it comes to golf, when it comes to your workouts. Head to www.joegambinodpt.com/golf-warm-up-ebook or head to the show notes to download it today. Fitness for the Fairways podcast, helping you make your body the best club in your bag. Joe interviews the best strength coaches, physical therapists, and golf professionals to help you take your golf performance to the next level. Yo, welcome back into the Fitness for the Fairways podcast. I am your host, Joe Gambino. If you guys are looking for more golf fitness content, golf rehab content, want to jump into the conversation with me, shoot me a DM, whatever it is, you can head over to Instagram. Handle is at JoeGambinoDPT. Over there, I post tons of video content on how to move better, how to feel better, strength options, golf fitness, a whole host of things. So if you want more value, more information outside of this podcast, it's a great way to connect. We also have the Facebook group, the Fitness for the Fairways Facebook group. It's a great way where you can come on in, get part of the conversation, chat with me about golf, fitness, whatever it is, chat with some of the other listeners. It's a great place to be, great place to connect, and you can do so by heading to www.facebook.com/fitnessfortheFairways, or you can just search in the Facebook group section for Fitness for the Fairways, and it will pop up. I also need to apologize to you guys where last week I was traveling. I know, no excuses, but traveling and just did not have time to get this podcast out to you guys. So I apologize for missing a week, but rest assured that this podcast will remain weekly. Every Monday morning, it will be ready for you guys to listen, to get your week started, and get you guys in the mindset for fitness, in the mindset for golf. So keep on checking in. Goal will always be here to provide you guys value on golf fitness and golf rehab across the board. And if you guys have been enjoying the show, you can drop that review. Just hit 5 stars. If you want to leave a written review, let me know how awesome of a job I've been doing. It will be greatly appreciated because it does help get more listeners to listen to the show, and therefore this podcast can get into more ears, help more people, and the like. So I wanted to touch base this week, right? And I want to start talking about in-season golf and what fitness should look like around this time. And golf is opening back up in many countries where it was shut down. Here on the East Coast, golf has been open, but it's kind of cold, can't really get out to play too much. So the weather's getting warmer. In-season golf is upon us. And I want to really get into the nitty-gritty on what in-season golf-specific training is and what you should be doing, what its role and what its role is in keeping us in tip-top shape for the season. Because the name of the game right now is to be playing golf. And yes, we don't want to be doing fitness that's going to impede us from going out and play, being too sore, injuries, whatever it is, right? We want to be out playing. But this also is not the time to let your fitness go to the back burner. You don't want to be missing a whole lot of sessions because you want to play golf. You still can get tremendous benefit throughout this time of year with your training without having to kill yourself, without having to miss golf. And because the name of the game with golf performance training is, in essence, we want to become better at golf. We want to have longevity within the game. And this is a perfect time to do so. And so before we jump into the in-season training, I just want to share this because I was freaking pumped. I've been in the off-season training program that I'm doing. And if you're part of it, you've already heard this because I've semi-bragged about it. But and again, this is not a tremendous, swing speed by any means, but from where I started to where I am now, it's a big jump. So within this off-season training program, a big focus has been on strength and speed. Once we hit the 8-week mark, when we got into the second portion of the program, we started Super Speed Protocol as part of the speed development part of things. And I also think I mentioned this on the last podcast as well, but what was new was this week I hit 110 miles per hour with the green stick. And why I'm super pumped about this is that when I started the protocol, and this was 4 weeks ago, I'm not even completely done with this protocol yet, I started and my top end speed was 92 miles per hour. So we're talking about 18 mile per hour gain in 4 weeks. And yes, that's not my driver, but I've been going to the 5-iron to kind of get some data along the way because they have TrackMans there. And where right before I started all this, my club head speed averaging 85, 86 miles per hour. Right now, I'm averaging 92 to 95 miles per hour, and there are several swings where I'm getting to 100. So this club head speed is definitely getting faster. So needless to say, the off-season training plan went extremely well for me, and the in-season block is starting next month, and we're going to touch base more on that later. But other exciting news is I'm finally getting out to play golf this week. I got a tee time with the buddy. We're playing Friday at Lido Beach here in New York, so wish me luck on breaking 100. It's damn going to happen this season if I have anything to say about it. So let's get back into golf performance training. So before we dive into any specifics of in-season training, I want to start and talk about breaking down our training programs over the year. So when I think about fitness, and whether it's for myself or for a client, especially when there's specific sport-related goals, you want to break things down around your season. So the way that I'm laying this out is based on East Coast scheduling, where in season for us is starting now. It's really kind of April through November that, you know, you can prioritize in season any time along that period that you want, but you may live somewhere where golf is more year round, or you compete at a certain level and your in season is at a different time because you have more tournaments or whatever it is, right? So you can shift what I'm going to be breaking down here around to match your schedule. It doesn't have to be exactly where it is, but for what I am doing, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Par 4 Performance Golf Performance Program, where our in-season training program is happening now, which you guys could all jump into if you'd like. This is exactly how that program is broken up over the course of a year, because the way, you know, when you go online, if you've done any of these golf fitness programs, many of them only focus on one quality. You're going to get a speed program. You're going to get a strength program, and it's a 12-week block or an 8-week block or whatever it is, right? However long the program is, but it's usually focusing on one goal, which is perfect because you can't have a program that has, or within a really small time period, focusing on, you know, every single goal possible. It's just not realistic, really. You're not going to go anywhere at all, because you'd be spinning your wheels trying to improve everywhere when you can be super focused and focusing on one specific quality. So the way I plan out the year, and the same way that the in-season training program is that at the beginning of the year, we have a strength and speed focus. So when I currently set up my year, how it is 4 separate blocks. It's every block. What I mean by a block is I'm blocking out a specific time throughout the year in which I'm focusing on one specific fitness quality, maybe two. Okay. I can focus on other stuff, but they're not going to be a major player within that time period. Okay. Each phase or each block lasts 3 months, and that allows for you to build up that specific quality of fitness with the goal of elevating your golf game, right? It's because, hey, we're here talking about golf fitness, right? So the way it's broken down, this current block, the off-season training program for what we're doing, runs February to April. It's a strength and speed focused block, right? My goal right now is to build my strength levels and get my clubhead speed up. And so far, I've done that. If I come out and I'm swinging in and around 100 miles per hour come this season, I will be ecstatic. I just need to learn how to actually hit a driver in some relative direction that's straight, and I think I'll be breaking 100, right? So, you know, my goal, club head speed up, get ready to hit bombs during the season. That is the off-season focus. Then we move to May and July. That's where we're about to head. That's in-season golf-specific training, and the goal here is to still try to build some strength. I still want to build some muscle mass. I mean, beach season's coming, so you got to get ready for that, right? But the main goal is to maintain as much fitness progress that you've made from the last, you know, several months. So for me, it would be the last two blocks or the last 6 months of training. I want to maintain that throughout the golf season. I want to try to end the in-season at least at the same strength levels and club head speed levels that I was when I started this block. I don't want to just go out and play golf and lose strength levels and lose club head speed because of it. And then when I have to go back into performance training later down the line, I'm starting from the same point I was and I'm not ever progressing forward, right? I don't want to do this yo-yo game. So in season, I'm trying to maintain, maybe progress a little bit. And then this way, when we get into our next blocks, we're ready to push the envelope even further and get that clubhead speed up even more and things like that, right? So when in season ends, we go into, and this will be between August and October. We call this, I'm putting this as my recovery block. I'm still playing golf, so I'm not ready to go all out into a huge strength cycle. I want to make sure I'm recovering well. So I want to focus a lot on the foundations of human movement. I'm still going to try to continue to maintain my strength levels. I'm going to really be focusing a lot more on mobility training. I'm going to be also working on energy system development. So I'm going to be working on my cardiac output, my aerobic system, things like that. This is a great time for me to start doing that because that's your engine, your aerobic system, your energy systems. That is, you know, if you have a solid energy system developed, when you're doing all these other things in the gym, you're going to have more capacity to do work. And that's what we want. I mean, yes, golf is not an aerobically driven sport. It's not really, you know, an endurance sport at all. But having an energy system allows for better work in the gym. If you want to play multiple rounds in a day, you should be able to sustain that as long as your body is prepared from it from a joint perspective and a strength perspective. And, you know, that's the reason why we're hitting that. And then once we get into November and January, golf is going to be winding down. Now we're back into the serious strength work. And within that phase, it's strength and power. We're going to start pushing hard again. I don't have to worry about golf anymore. If I'm sore, no big deal. I can push hard. If, you know, that's where we're going to go with that, right? And then once that block is over, we're back into the February-April cycle. Strength and speed focus again. We're building off the power and the strength that we built in November to January. We're going to keep building strength. And then we're also adding speed focus. So in that 6 month period of time, I'm looking to get as much strength gain as possible, as much power development as possible. And I want to start to see my clubhead speed rise. So if I'm at the end of this season, I'm going to test, hey, my clubhead speed was at its peak, 103. When I come back around and I'm getting into the season, I'm going to be looking to really push that boundary, you know, from 103 to 113, right? Or, you know, whatever I can possibly squeak out of it. So that's how I'm looking at macro cycle as a whole, year over year. And I want you to sit down and I want you to think about this, okay? You listen to these podcasts and you're getting all this great information. You're understanding what it is like to plan a year out from a fitness professional's point of view. Now, you can just sit here, listen to it, you know, when this podcast is over, turn it off, go on your day, never think about it again. Or you can sit down for a second and think about how your year is spaced out with golf, when's your in season, and then you can start to take your plan and you can either take these four blocks and just revolve it around your schedule, right, and work from there, right? Or you can, you know, there's, this is not the only way you can structure things, right? This is just the way I'm structuring things. You can make mild changes to this, right? And focus on other specific qualities. So if you were, you know, someone who's heavier and you wanted more weight loss, you can actually have a weight loss block in there. So you can do all of these things, but this is a really great way to start to think about things. So sit down, think about your year long, how things can go out, what your goals are, and how you can kind of build this around to help your golf game. Because at the end of the day, whatever your training is looking like, you should be seeing the benefits come over to the golf course, right? And that's where I'm really going with this golf performance program is I want to really see with how very, very specific and structured programming goes, how that impacts my body, how it impacts my golf game, right? You know, I'm a relatively new golfer. I mean, I've been golfing for a while, but I never really sat down and analyzed golf like I have over the last year or so. I mean, you know, I've mentioned this on the podcast. You guys probably already know, unless you're a new listener, I use the Grint app. I'm tracking everything from greens and regulations to putts per round, all of these different things, right? So I know what my club head speeds are. So I'm now taking my golf performance training and I'm trying to get as much data as possible to see, hey, all this great stuff that the research is showing, all this great stuff that you hear people talking about as far as this is what you should be doing for strength work, this is what you should be doing for golf fitness. I want to start to see and show you guys, right? This is, you know, this is the benefit. Hey, you know, this is a real world example of what's going on. So enough about that. Let's kind of come back to the in-season golf training. So now I want to start to break down how your in-season golf training, what we should be all kind of thinking about now that we're going to be playing golf, what that should look like and how it should be structured. And what I'm explaining here are the exact principles that I've been using in my own training and within the Par 4 Performance Golf Performance Training programs, okay? Now, the Golf Performance Program, that's a 12-week golf-specific training program that has in-season golf as the main focus over this block, this 12-week block, okay? Open enrollment just opened, so you can head over to www.joegambinodpt.com/golf-performance-program or head to the link in the show notes to sign up. The program will be started on May 1st, all right? But again, the major goal of golf in-season training is to play golf and feel good doing it and to maintain all of the progress you've made within your off-season training program. I mean, stuff in life happens. You can't train. You lose strength. Whatever it is, it's fine. But you want to try to minimize that yo-yoing. You don't want to just work hard, stop, lose your progress, have to go back and forth over and over again. The goal is to try to kind of push and grow over the course of time. Okay? So the way that we're going here, the way that this, and I'm going to just break out how this program is structured so you guys can get an example of what a training program looks like. So we're going to have 2 days of strength work. It's going to be low volume, high intensity. This is to prevent soreness, but allow us to lift heavy, still try to push strength a little bit, but that's still not the main goal. Okay. The goal is to be playing golf. If we end the block stronger, that's amazing. Okay. We're going to have 1 day of what's called a neural charge workout. This is a 15 to 30 minute session that utilizes 4 to 6 movements that we perform in a circuit fashion. It's a total body workout. It's going to blend general movement. It's going to blend some strength work and it's going to blend some power work. As you go along through the circuit, you have to allow yourself full recovery between exercises. We do not want our heart rates to get super high. If it does, you need to give yourself rest and let your heart rate come back down to normal. You should think of it like this. You should always be able to have a conversation with somebody that's near you at all times throughout the workout. If you get out of breath and have to struggle to talk to somebody, then you know you're pushing too hard. The goal is to get some solid movement within that time block to feel better than when you walked into the gym. And that's the goal. It's just a movement day. It's a recovery day, but we're going to get some movement. We're going to get some intent with movement and we're just going to get that heart rate up. So it's a nice day, at the end of the week to just get some good solid movement, feel good, move on, play some golf, okay? We're also going to have 2 days of mobility training on top of this, and that's mainly to ensure that the areas of your body that need to move well during the swing are moving optimally during the season, okay? So when, you know, I talk about this block being a 12-week block, right? So we have 3 months that we're going to be focusing on in-season golf. Within this three-month period, we're going to create 3 different 4-week programs that build on top of each other. We have this first month that will be coming up in May. That's going to be a 4-week block. When that program is over, we're going to have another 4-week block. When that program is over, we're going to have another 4-week block. Each block, all the exercises remain the same throughout that time. Why? It allows for us to adapt to the stimuluses over time and get really good at them. The only thing that changes over this 4-week period is going to be the reps, the sets, and the intensity. So what you're doing on week one from a set and rep perspective can be very different than what we're doing in week four. Okay, but once we hit the next block, when we get into month two, we're going to progress the exercises. All the exercises will be progressed to add on top of, to kind of progress ourselves forward. Some exercises might stay the same, and maybe the overall intensity levels or volume levels will change as well. I haven't quite structured everything yet, so it's hard to give like super specifics on reps and sets and all that stuff, but it's going to be relatively lower volume. And then as we're getting across, we're just going to build ourselves up, maintain strength, make sure we're moving well, probably going to focus mobility on slightly different characteristics across the board, and always just focusing on the key areas that need to be moving well. And some of that information could be feedback that we're talking about, because we're going to have a WhatsApp group together, depending on how many people are involved, or a Facebook group. And, at the end of the month, we sit down, have a conversation. Hey, how are you guys feeling? What do you think guys think you need to work on? Because then we can take the overarching messages that are coming out and put a little bit of an extra focus on those things so that we're all kind of building up together and making sure that we're able to play golf smoothly throughout the season, since that is the name of the game. So remember, this is how I am setting up my in-season block for me and the posse that's joining me for the golf performance program. You can still do this differently. There are many people that don't do it exactly how I am. They may set up cycles a little bit differently, 2-week blocks, 6-week blocks, 8-week blocks. There's no right or wrong here. But again, this is a specific example of how my program is going, because I think that it's helpful to know what someone's doing and what it should look like, because then you can make decisions for yourself, and maybe it's perfect for you, maybe it's not, but at least you can get some concrete example of what programming is like. Okay, so remember guys, open enrollment is here for the Golf Performance Program, and that program is exactly how I described it into this podcast. Everything I mentioned about how the blocks are laid out is exactly what you're going to be getting. The program is delivered through the True Coach app. And the best part about this is that I directly coach you throughout this program. All you have to do for coaching is upload a video into the app, right where you're tracking your progress. And within a business day, I am giving you guys cues to think about when you're performing the movement on the next time. So you don't get that kind of value and that kind of service for $49.99 a month. I can promise you that. So hit the link in the show notes, get into the fun, and let's play some amazing G this year. Operation Break 100 commences Friday, and I will see you guys back here next week. We are going to be talking about what the hell Kintrich is. I had posted a question about this on my Instagram, and way too many people said they had no idea what Kintrich is. So I am going to take an episode, break it down for you guys, let you guys know about all the juicy goodness that Kintrich is. I'll see you guys back here next week, Monday morning. I will not miss this one, and neither should you.